The Palestinian Authority has launched a campaign to boycott products made in Israeli settlements. Palestinian officials estimate that Israel-run companies in the settlements sell goods worth $500 million per year into the West Bank market, from construction materials to nuts. But they have come to realize that their economic reliance is indirectly supporting the expansion of settlements.
If we want an independent state, we have to work on an independent national economy. The more we consume the Israeli products, the more we fund the occupation.
An economic treaty signed in Paris between Israel and the Palestinians in 1994 stipulated that the PA has to purchase products made in Israel. The treaty did not refer to products made in Israeli settlements. The campaign targets over 50 products. Customs officers can seize merchandise already on the shelves of Palestinian shops if they can prove it is settler-made. Since November, more than $2 million worth of such goods have been confiscated. Last month, the PA promised to clear up all the Israeli products from the Palestinian markets by the end of 2010 and compensate the Palestinian merchants who obey the government's instruction. This decision provoked different reactions from the public.
I only buy Palestinian products. My husband works at a Palestinian pharmaceutical factory, and he doesn't let any Israeli products into our house.
I support the Palestinian products, but the Israeli products have better quality. So I think the Palestinian manufacturers should improve the quality of their products and try to gain our trust.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu considered the PA's decision to boycott the Israeli products as an incitement against Israel. The Palestinian Authority has to grapple with a lot of problems to clean up the Palestinian markets from Israeli settlements' products, mainly because of the geographical proximity between the West Bank and the Israeli settlements. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV.